Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I have something I want to say. I want to talk to you about maxims. You know what a maxim is? A maxim is one of the most interesting of expressions because in its definition, we find both truth and consequences. Webster says a maxim is a generally accepted truth. For you young kids, Webster means dictionary, you know, before Wikipedia, right? A maxim, Webster says, is a generally accepted truth. But that makes it sound like we voted on it, doesn't it? Shouldn't the truth be beyond debate? Well, that's why something is a maxim. It's merely accepted as the truth, and therein lie the consequences. In the world of leadership, one of the best examples of a maxim is, it's lonely at the top. How many times have you heard that your whole life? Somebody gets to be the leader of an organization, whether it be the commander of a military unit, or CEO of a corporation, or the head of a family, right? It's lonely at the top. But here's the question. Must it be lonely at the top? Is that required? Small business owners know all about being lonely at the top, don't we? Even though being atop a small business isn't very high in the greater marketplace, no Fortune 500 CEO can move the loneliness needle as far as an entrepreneur can, right? But small business loneliness, frankly, in my opinion, is self-imposed. It's a self-imposed exile that we don't have to accept as the truth. Maxims are usually harmless, but they could turn out to be, but they're not harmless if they wind up being untrue. If we've accepted it as a truth, and it actually isn't the truth, then that's when they become harmless. Here's an example. Sometimes taking the maxim "it's lonely at the top" too far actually manifests as dangerous lies. That's right. That's what I was talking about in the previous segment. I was telling you that sometimes we lie to ourselves when, as Polonius said to Falstaff, "this above all, to thine own self be true." When we need to be telling ourselves the truth, sometimes we lie to ourselves inside our four walls, down in our bunkers. We sometimes lie to ourselves. Here are five lies that we tell ourselves all the time. And I've told myself every one of these. And you have too. And we have to stop it. Here's lie number one. I'm supposed to know how to solve this. Right? That's what happens. We get this idea in our head that if we don't know how to do it, we're supposed to. Everybody else knows how. Obviously, there's something wrong with me. I'm supposed to know how to do this. Well, that's a lie. You're not necessarily supposed to know. Lie number two, I shouldn't ask for help because I'm the only one with this problem. Like you're so special, right? Like you're so special. No one has ever had this problem. Well, that's a lie. And you don't tell it to yourself. Lie number three, admitting I have a problem makes me appear ignorant and uncompetitive. Well, the only way to be more ignorant and more uncompetitive is to believe that lie and not ask for help. Lie number four. I don't know anyone who can help me. Well, unless you live on a desert island and you're the only one on the island, that's a lie. Because you do know people who can help you. You just haven't thought about it. You haven't looked around to see. And you haven't told yourself the truth about that. And lie number five. Even if I found someone to advise me, I can't afford it. Well, we're going to fix that right now. I'm going to show you why that's a lie. When you allow any of these lies to become maxims, the consequence can be maximum failure. In the 16th chapter of Proverbs, King Solomon coined a maxim that should be prominently displayed in every business owner's office. And he said, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with advisors, they succeed. The wise man said that. Here are some of the places small business owners can get counsel, from all the way from free to a fee, all the way from getting it for nothing, but with value, to having to write a check for it. If you want to spend no money and still get some value, there are peer-to-peer mastermind groups out there that are all over the place, where just individuals just decide to get together. CEOs of small businesses know each other. They get together on a periodic basis. I've been members of these. You pay no money. Maybe you meet for breakfast or something, and you share ideas and concerns, and it's a great experience. I've done it myself. Local peer-to-peer mastermind groups. Also, the Small Business Development Centers, sbdc.org. I encourage you to check out, find one of those. It's usually associated with a local university. And then score.org. You know who those guys are. I've been telling you about SCORE for a long time. These are executives who decided to volunteer their time to help people just like you, small business owners. You can talk to any of those people I just mentioned, and it'll cost you nothing. So if you got no money, if you can't afford it, then you can't lie to yourself about that, because you can't get help. All right, anywhere from zero to say, $250, local chambers of commerce. Now, they'll help you if you're not a member, but I recommend you join them. As you know, I think you should join your local chamber. That might cost you a couple of $100, but they'll help you. They'll provide you with help if you need it. You can get continuing education classes to learn how to do certain things. You can join an industry trade group, which I encourage you to do. That'll cost you a couple of $100. So that's a little bit of money to get some more help, to get some answers. And then here's where you have to spend some money. Consultants, I used to be one. Franchise peer groups like Vistage or the Alternative Board, those guys will charge you a little bit more, but you get a lot for the money. You hire an attorney, you hire an accountant. Those are things you spend money on. Remember, it's lonely at the top in the five lies. Only get maximum status if you accept them. And since you didn't get where you are today by being a conformist, why would you start now? Listen to the wise man, King Solomon, and seek counsel. Otherwise, you could become painfully acquainted with another maxim that Proverbs 16 provides. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. By the way, there's a couple of faith-based organizations out there I've heard about. ConveneNow.com, ConveneNow.com, and FCCI.org. A couple of faith-based organizations you might want to check out. So abandon the exile, my friends. Lose the Martyr Act and ask for help.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.